Free Soul is the voice of La Santa Cecilia Band, and Pepe is the soul of the requinto and accordion. Both have lots of stories to share. La Marisol, or Marisol Hernandez, a daughter of immigrants, leads a new generation of Latinos through social commentary with this Los Angeles-based band. Pepe, or José Carlos, he's a dreamer and a member of this Grammy-winning band, Best Latin Rock Album 2014, for their album 30 Días, or 30 Days. The band has become the voice of many immigrants and others seeking immigration reform and better treatment by the Border Patrol and Immigrant Service with their song Ice, El Hielo, a deportation protest song that portrays the everyday life of immigrants without U.S. residence documents. Today on KUNM, an interview with Marisol Hernandez and José Pepe Carlos. For Raíces, this is Cristina Pachi.
Vengo de caminos lejanos empedrados, de antigua palabra y melodía. Vengo con lo que el viento se llevó, recogiendo.
Muchas gracias a Marisol Hernández. Hola Marisol y José Pepe Carlos, thank you so much to both to give us the time for the Raíces show for our audience in New Mexico, and thank you for including New Mexico in your tour that it includes not only Albuquerque but also Farmington, Silver City and Gallup. Thank you so much to you both, and thank you for your time today, Marisol y Carlos.
Hombre, thank you. We're like super excited to be back in New Mexico. I think we've only played like once or twice maybe in New Mexico, so it's es algo muy bonito para nosotros poder finalmente no nada más pasar por Nuevo México, pero ya pasar y quedarnos y tocar y compartir la música, ¿no? Con la gente por allá.
En este tour que ustedes van a hacer, in this tour you're going to do, you are going to include, I guess, some of your main song, or best song, or iconic songs, as we can say. Just a question to introduce the listeners who might not know you. Which would be the song of all your repertoire that you'll choose to introduce yourselves to our audience, like if it were a picture of you or a business card or personal card?
Wow. that's kind of hard to do, but I think that at least one of my favorites, no, una de mis canciones favoritas, is called Vengo. And usually we've started our performances, our cons, with this song, or we ended the song. And the song Vengo pues habla de toda la gente que viene de cualquier otro lugar, ¿no? De un pueblo a una ciudad, de un país a otro, de un continente a otro, ¿no? And the song just talks about people like us, like my parents, like we do, ¿no? That we go around from town to town, from city to city, sharing our music, ¿no? Y dice, vengo de caminos lejanos, empedrados, de antigua palabra y melodía.
Vengo de caminos lejanos empedrados, de antigua palabra y melodía.
I think that's one of my favorite songs, and I really feel that this song, I guess, expresses what we are, ¿no? That we are, somos los juglares que van cantando lo que da el camino, ¿no? We are the minstrels, ¿no? That go out and sing about what's going on, about what we love, what we don't like, what we see on the road. And I think Vengo would be, at least for me, no sé, Pepe, qué piensas, pero that's a song that I would use as nuestra tarjeta de presentación, ¿no?
Sí. ¿Y para ti, Pepe?
Ah, yo también tendría que decir que Vengo, pero también tenemos una canción que es muy pegajosa y que a mucha gente pone a bailar y que creo que es algo también que generamos en nuestros conciertos, que es La Negra. Una cumbia para bailar y para gozar y para divertir también un poco, porque en nuestros conciertos puedes encontrar momentos para llorar, momentos para abrazar a tu ser querido, momentos para reír y bailar, y pues creo que La Negra es una de las canciones muy también que nos puede identificar a nosotros como las Santas Cecilia.
Cuando La Negra te invite a bailar, no le digas no. Cuando La Negra te invite a bailar, no le digas no, porque no sabes si puede ser la flaca disfrazada, porque no sabes que vas a perder así.
You have been walking long long and short story as La Santa Cecilia. You, if I'm not wrong, you began in 2008?
Yeah, I think it's 2008. Well, we've known each other all for a few years. Like, I've known
before
Pepe since we were teenagers, and we've been playing in a, you know, we used to play in a trio with his brother and do, like, we would play boleros and a lot of Latin traditional music. And we'd play parties and stuff, and also with also our percussionist, but it wasn't until maybe like 6 or 7 years ago that we actually got together and really said, hey, we want to make this band called La Santa Cecilia. We want to experiment with all the different genres, all the styles that we've been playing and working around, and tell our stories, no? About love, about work, about everything, no?
In that long way, as children of immigrants, what was the soundtrack in your childhood that helped for you to choose this track on life of music?
I think it's a combination of everything, no? Of home life, of school life. At least for me, en mi casa, pues, siempre estaba la radio, ¿no? Y mi mamá siempre tenía la estación de K-Love, entonces ahí siempre escuchábamos música de Juan Gabriel, de Amanda Miguel, canciones de Camilo Sesto, pero también escuchábamos como Ramón Ayala y la Sonora Dinamita. These are the songs that I would hear on the radio, that we would dance at home, that my mom would be cleaning the house and singing to. Y on the weekends I would spend my weekends singing boleros y música mexicana en un lugar que se llama La Placito Alvera aquí en Los Ángeles, ¿no? It's like in the heart of LA. Mm-hmm. This is where I meet Pepe when we're teenagers. And on the weekends, that's what we would play. And we learned from the street musicians on Olvera Street to sing songs like Sabor a Mí, Como Reloj, like Cómo Fue, all these beautiful romantic ballads, ¿no?
Mm-hmm.
We're also, I think, like a big influence in our life. The musicians on the street were a big influence in music and how we play it, and but also our life with our peers, no, en la escuela.
Mm-hmm.
During the week, I would you know, I was a rockera, no, and I would you know, hang up, like, run around with my army bag, and I loved bands like Café Tacuba, like Caifanes, but also bands like the Beatles and the Doors and Janis Joplin. So it's like a great mixture, no? In la casa, lo que escuchas con tu mamá, because no one dares to change the radio on their mama at home.
I love that.
Yeah. El fin de semana, con los músicos en la calle Olvera, y entre semana, pues, con tus amigos, no, escuchando Nirvana and all the rock and roll and all the things that are cool to listen to when you're young, no?
Y para ti, José Pepe...
Igual como dice Marisol, I think we had two different soundtracks, you know, depending on if we were around friends. And I still remember all my friends talking about Nine Inch Nails, Green Day, Nirvana, Metallica, and that was my soundtrack at school.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got home, it was all the traditional stuff, toda la música del bolero, los tríos, los panchos, los reyes, José Alfredo. So we did have two soundtracks, we did have two lives, and I think that's the story for all of us here living in the U.S., you know, for many of us, we get to listen to so many different genres, so different artists, and either you're at home or at school. That at school, well, we did have two soundtracks, and one was at school and listening to whatever your friends were listening to at school and trying to fit in and trying to listen, being part of the American culture. And then also at home, your mom would be listening to José Alfredo or el trío Los Panchos o la música de Oaxaca. I'm from Oaxaca and we would listen to a lot of traditional music from Oaxaca, and we had two different lives and we had two different, I believe we had two different soundtracks, and I think that goes for everyone in the band, you know, everyone has two different lives, but we all unite here in La Santa Cecilia and try to combine both soundtracks and both lives
ice,
together here
water,
in the band.
Frozen solid. ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. ICE, El Hielo.
Va pasando el trapo sobre la mesa y está cuidando que todo brille como una perla. Cuando llegue la patrona, que no se vuelva a quejar, no sea cosa que la acuse de ilegal.
From There to a Grammy Award in the 2014 as Best Latin Rock Album, also your appearance, I know, in the Cesar Chavez movie as well, all that way. How was this personal connection to immigration and from immigration to music? Can you tell us some story to share with our listeners about your personal connection to this topic?
Sí, La Santa Cecilia tiene una gran conexión con lo que es inmigración. We have a deep understanding on what it is to be either children of immigrants or immigrants ourselves. Entonces, creo que contar esas historias, contar las historias de nuestra gente, de nuestros padres, de nosotros mismos, es una cuestión muy importante para la banda. Y tener esas dos conexiones en las dos en los dos mundos, inmigrantes y vivir aquí en los Estados Unidos.
Y en tu caso, Pepe, que por primera vez entendí que pudiste ir a México y formar parte, de, ser parte de la banda en la presentación en México, ¿qué es lo que pasó entre medio como tu propia historia que te permitió recién al final poder cruzar del otro lado vez? Cuéntanos un poco tu historia.
Bueno, empiezo por nuestro viaje a México y por fin, después de tantos años después de haber empezado con los muchachos de esta agrupación de La Santa Cecilia y por fin poder haber viajado a México, fue un momento muy especial para todos nosotros, porque los muchachos habían ido a México y pues se iban a México, viajábamos a Texas, y hay momentos donde yo no podía ir. Y me sentía en un momento sentía, pues yo creo que aquí es el final de mi sueño. Pero gracias al apoyo de toda la banda, mucha gente que trabaja con nosotros, de que siempre fue muy grande el apoyo, y pues logramos por fin obtener un permiso para poder viajar a México. Y el permiso se obtuvo a base de que yo fui aprobado por la acción diferida. Y por la acción diferida te dan un permiso de trabajo. Y con el permiso de trabajo puedes solicitar un permiso para salir al extranjero. Y hay tres formas, y también que les cuento a toda la gente, porque creo que es algo muy importante que deberíamos saber todos. Y que si hay una posibilidad de ir a México o viajar a otras partes del mundo, fuera de los Estados Unidos, y las tres formas diferentes es ya sea a base de trabajo, a base de la escuela o un plan humanitario donde un familiar está muy enfermo en otro país. Entonces, pues yo pedí la solicitud para poder viajar afuera del país a base del trabajo y pues me lo aprobaron, y muy contentos en ese momento porque por fin supe que podría yo seguir y que por más difíciles que fueran los tiempos, o por más difíciles que a veces uno piensa que ahí se acaba todo por no tener papeles, creo que siempre uno tiene que ser perseverante y uno tiene que seguir sus sueños y no dejar que nadie te detenga, y que todos nuestros sueños son válidos, y que ahora más que nunca hay que apoyar, hay que seguir hablando sobre este tema que es una reforma migratoria para que esté presente entre todos nosotros y uniéndonos todos podemos hacer un cambio. Que yo también estoy muy contento porque pues ya muy pronto voy a obtener una residencia legal en este país y pues siempre muy agradecidos con toda la gente, con toda la banda que siempre nunca me dejó quedarme atrás y siempre me ha apoyado.
Entonces parece que el lema es, en la medida que estamos unidos, es posible también.
Así es, creo que nuestra unión es muy importante en estos momentos y será siempre. Creo que la unión hace la fuerza y lo que no te tumba solamente te va a hacer más fuerte y a todos los muchachos y a toda la gente que viene a trabajar en este país, hay que echarle ganas, no hay que dejarse vencer.
José atiende los jardines, parecen de Disneyland. Maneja una troca vieja sin la licencia. No importa si fue taxista allá en su tierra natal. Eso no cuenta para el tío Sam.
Y en tu caso, Marisol, in your case, Mary Soul. me encanta más la Mary Soul. en mi pueblo se llaman así a todas las personas que se quieren con el artículo. La Lorena, la Graciela, la Mary Soul. what's your connection? Is particularly you said that in some of your interviews when you were with this video about the song Ice and El Hielo, you were saying that there are some personal stories that you well know through the characters in your video. Can you share with our audience how this project went ahead and the stories about the music and the persons who are there?
Well, the song was inspired by our family members, no, by our experience of being from immigrant parents, of seeing our friends, our nuestros compañeros dreamers, no, que ahí van junto a nosotros, no, en la escuela ahí vamos hasta acabar la preparatoria, no, y ya es cuando uno quiere agarrar un driver's license or get a job or something that you realize, oh, that not everyone has all the possibilities, yet everyone's taught in this country that if you work hard that you can achieve your dreams, no. Entonces, it was very important for us to write this song and to talk about real people, no? To humanize this topic that usually just gets blurred, no, with numbers. Oh, so many people were deported or so many, you know, undocumented people are living in this country and it's more than just numbers. And it was important for us to humanize it and to say what really happens when you deport somebody, when you take someone from their home, from their school, from the street, and you deport them, their mothers, their fathers, their students, their children. Entonces es algo importante para nosotros haberlo escrito inspirado en gente real, ¿no? Entonces en esta ocasión usamos a tres personas, ¿no? Eva es una trabajadora doméstica y ella es mi mamá. Ella llegó a este país, ella no llegó con visa, ¿no? Ella tuvo que intentar varias veces para poder llegar a este país. Igual mi padre, ¿no? Él inmigró a este país sin visa también, ¿no? Pero la cosa que para mí era muy importante decir era de que no está bien intimidar a la gente que trabaja limpiando casas, que son janitors, que trabajan limpiando oficinas. Yo creo que es importante honrar el trabajo de esa gente y de que por la experiencia de mi mamá, que luego pues no les quieren pagar, ¿no? A los jornaleros, o los usan para trabajar y no les quieren pagar, o los quieren intimidar diciendo, well, you're an illegal, I'm not going to pay you because you don't belong here, and things like that. So it was important for me to use my mother as an example, ¿no? As She's a domestic worker, and I'm proud, no? I'm proud to be from a woman that worked so hard in her life, no? And then we also have our friend Marta, who's a friend of ours, no? A dreamer who just started going to a lot of our shows and used to help us out a lot. And when it was her time to go to the university, well, she asked us to help her out, to play one of her fundraisers. Y lo hemos hecho para varios de nuestros amigos, ¿no? Hemos tocado fundraisers para nuestros compañeros desde que empezó la banda, ¿no? They would ask us to do things like this, and we would gladly go and show our support and play. So it was important for us to actually tell the story of the dreamer through a real person who is Marta, ¿no? Que ya este año she'll be graduating from the university, and we're very proud of her and proud of her about she hasn't let, you know, she hasn't given up, no? She's still here, she's working hard, and even if things are a little tougher for her because she doesn't have the proper documents, you know, that she's still here trying to make it, no? Entonces, pues era importante para nosotros contar las historias de gente real que conocemos y en el video, pues igual, ¿no? If you see the El Hielo video, you see the everyday life of an immigrant going to work, taking care of their children. But all these people in this video are actually undocumented. They're people that came out of the shadows. They're people that more than just being an inspiration, because they've come out of the shadows, they're like on the front lines, ¿no? Like leading esta lucha, ¿no? Por pedir una reforma migratoria. Entonces, era importante para nosotros compartir ese video, ¿no? And with the help of the National Day Laborers Organization Network and Alex Rivera, who's the director of the video, I think we came up with a pretty powerful song and a pretty powerful video that doesn't impose an idea or an opinion, but simply shares the experience of what happened.
Otro se queda aquí, otro se queda allá, eso pasa por salir a trabajar. I had a dream last night, so many colors.
I need to ask you, Marisol, a personal question that a friend of mine asked me to ask you. It's very personal, I can say. You'll tell me if you want. But the personal question is, who designs those beautiful dresses that you are using every time in the concerts? Well, I guess it's yourself. I don't know.
Well, I love wearing tutus, no? Estas crinolinas grandísimas.
Sí.
And those I just saw them in downtown, man. I went into a hosiery shop and I saw these huge, like, puffy skirts. And I'm very inspired by children's fashion. I love how children are, if you look at kids, they're wearing all the colors of the rainbow and they're just so free in what they wear and I guess that's kind of how I feel when I get on stage. You know, I feel like a little kid, like that little girl that was just dreaming of being a singer. Así es como me siento, ¿no? Entonces, pues I get inspired by children, but I like painting my shoes. I always wear my painted shoes when I perform. Eso los pinto yo. They're just ballet folklorico shoes, but I take out the nails on the bottom and I just paint them with puffy paint. Y las faldas que he usado para Día de Muertos y así, a mí me gusta mucho, like, to get my hands in there. And although I'm not, I have no clue how to sew, no sé cómo coser, pero I'm the glue gun queen, and I can glue anything. So that's how I do it, with the help of artist friends like Humberto Howard and El Guido and Carlos. These are all friends that are always, you know, helping me out or You know, we spend long nights in somebody's kitchen just thinking up of what I can wear, you know, what crazy outfit I can come up with. So, pues sí, entre los amigos y yo y así, ¿no?
Sí, todo un artista. Marisol, gracias. Te quiero agradecer mucho por darnos este tiempo. Les queremos dar la bienvenida a ti, a Pepe y a todos los músicos de la banda en Nuevo México, y muy contentos de que nos incluyeran en vuestro tour, y los esperamos pronto.
Sí, muchas gracias. Estamos muy contentos para regresar a Nuevo México, y pues este año también estamos muy contentos de que estamos muy ocupados y vamos a tocar otros lugares también como Bonnaroo, para la próxima semana Joshua Tree. Entonces por todos lados nos van a encontrar este año y regresamos a México pronto,
pues allá vamos.
Sí, pero seguro nos vemos en, we'll see you all in New Mexico June 20th, June 21st and June 22nd. Ahí en Farmington, Silver City and Albuquerque.
Acá vamos a estar y los vamos a esperar con los brazos abiertos.
Muchas gracias.
Gracias, Marisol, y gracias, Pepe, por vuestro tiempo para Raíces Show.
Saludos.
Gracias.
Nos vemos.
Un abrazo. Hasta luego. Chao, chao.
Se van llorando junto con el viento. Ven a mis brazos, amor. Mira el cielo conmigo. Juntitos en el balcón.
Listening an interview with 2014 Grammy awarded La Santa Cecilia Band members, La Marisol Hernandez, lead singer o la cantante, and José Pepe Carlos, accordionist, requinto player, and a dreamer. The other musicians of the band are Miguel Oso Ramírez, percussionist, Alex Bendaña, bassist, Anthony Reyes, drummer, Marco Sandoval, guitarist. La Santa Cecilia performances in New Mexico will be in Gallup, June the 19th, 7 p.m. at El Morro Theater, 110 West Aztec Avenue, Silver City, June the 20th, 7:30 p.m. at the Old James Stadium, located at 1000 West College Street, Farmington, June the 21st, 8:30 p.m., San Juan College, located at 4601 College Boulevard, and finally Albuquerque, June the 22nd, 7 p.m. at the National Hispanic Cultural Center, 1701 4th Street Southwest. For Raíces, this is Cristina Bache.
Ven a mis brazos, amor.